Waiting.
Mr. Lloyd Hand, please.
Thank you. I'll get him right back.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm gonna go shopping. I'm gonna go shopping one day.
I'm trying to get Mr. Hand.
Thank you.
Mr. Hand is on the line.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hand?
Yes.
Just a moment, please.
I came back a while ago. If I don't talk too long, I may come down here and see you. Hello.
Hi, Mr. President.
Hi, Lloyd.
I tried to avoid this call by talking to Cliff and Bill Moyer first. Both seem to think I should call you. As you know,
they haven't got much sense in, do they?
Sir?
They haven't got much sense in if they can't take care of it, have they?
I think really the solution is in your hands more than theirs, but let me tell you as briefly as I can, because I know how busy you are, and I terribly hate to bother you at a time like this. As you know, I've been working with the governor and the others here and trying to develop a good relationship that would lead toward our being able to influence the selection of the delegation and set up a good campaign organization, and have been successful at it. A week ago, the governor, back up a minute, when the governor was in Washington during the last time when I was, had understood, I think from Kenny O'Donnell, he had an appointment with you at noontime, and then that was set up at 5:30. At that time, he wanted to discuss this delegation thing, and I think there were other governors in there. When he came back, he felt like he really didn't have a chance to talk with you privately. And
I've talked more to that son of a bitch than all the governors in the United States put together. He's taking more of my time than all of them put together.
I know it. This makes it tougher for me to have to call. I know he's unpredictable and unreliable. But at any rate, he came back, and of course he thought you ought to enter the preferential primary, and he'd got burned a couple times when he had his favorite son delegation. But I've talked to his people and so forth, and he had come to the conclusion he wanted to chair a delegation, an uninstructed delegation under the law out here. If you're not a favorite son and the candidate doesn't enter, then the only alternative is the chairman of an uninstructed or uncommitted delegation. He had his man call me in the middle of the week, last week about Tuesday, to ask me if I would come back to Washington with him to visit with you about the delegation and that...
Tell him I'm not handling any of it. I'm not talking to a human being about it. I don't want the presidency that much. I'm not that interested in it. That I cannot handle the things I've got and be playing with every city councilman that wants to come see me. When one of them do, all of them do, and I just can't possibly do it, and I'll resign before I do it. Ain't no use him coming back, you coming back, anybody else coming back. I'm not going to get in any primaries. I'm not going to lift my hand politically until after the Atlantic Convention. If they don't want to go for me at Atlantic City, they don't need to.
Yes, sir. Well,
it's that simple. And they can go for whoever they want to. And I just haven't got any time to be planning it. I've got tax bill on my hands. I've got civil rights. I've got Panama. I've got Cyprus. I've got Cuba. And I just can't go through these things. Just inhuman. Just cruel and inhuman punishment. And every one of them ought to do it. And I've seen him about three times since I've been in here. And each time he has to tell me what a great man he is and how he defeated Nixon. I listen to him patiently and tiringly, but there comes an end when you just can't do it.
Well, as a matter of fact, I did know that. I called Cliff, and Cliff explained this to me. And so I went back, and I didn't tell him you didn't want the same course. I just told him that, told his people. I didn't talk with him this time, that it didn't look like it would be possible. And they said, well, would it be possible at all to have the president just to call him?
I'm going to see him out there next week.
Yes, sir. I had known that, and
he just wants to. He wants to use the White House as a board to come out and tell what I say. That's what he did the last time.
Yes, sir. I know he did.
And he doesn't have enough. The rules are nobody quotes the president, but he doesn't hesitate to do it a bit.
I know it's bad, but what happened? I went back and said that it looked like that it couldn't be done, and they came back then. Would it be possible to just get a phone call? He said he stands in awe of the president. He wants to do anything the president wants him to do. But
tell him I've talked to him three times. And I'm coming all the way to California to see him. Take an honorary degree a week after next.
All right, sir.
Yes, I'm going to be out there for two solid days.
Yeah.
And tell them quit taking up our time with things like that. There are 50 states. And he just starts, if the president just starts a telephone call to 50 governors, look what he does.
Yes, sir. Well, that would have done it. And 15 minutes after I told him that he's just so busy and that's a very close friend and so forth, they called me back and said Kenny O'Donnell had just sent word to him for him to come on in Monday. This is on Saturday. And that an appointment would be worked out. Well, of course, this is direct conflict. I called Clint back immediately, and what had happened was that, of course, neither had talked with you, and so then the governor said, now what do I do? So
tell him that I'm coming out there, and I'll be glad to see him and talk to him when I come out there.
All right, sir.
No use him coming up here and using the White House as a porch. Just tell him I'm going to be out there a week after next.
The reason I bothered you at all was to suggest the possibility of a call is that now I do know that he feels that you're not interested in him. And
How can he feel that way when I've seen the son of a bitch three times? He's just taken up my time 30, 40 minutes. I haven't been in here but 2 months, and he's been here three times.
Yes, sir.
Now, what would a phone call do to change it? It'd be four times then, and he wouldn't be interested in him.
If you can't
get a guy's interest in three times, how are you going to do it with four times? Can you tell me?
Sir?
Can you tell me?
I can only tell you what either he or his assistants tell me. I have not talked in all my conversations with him. But they need to announce the designation of the selection committee Tuesday, and that's what his plans were.
Well, then announce them.
Sir?
Announce them.
All right. The only purpose that a call would serve in my mind, Mr. President, is that...
I'm not going to call him, period. I'm just not going to call him if I never had to be the president.
Right.
I'm just not going to start calling every governor in the country. Now, what would I tell him if I called him?
What I would suggest is that you understand he had some ideas on the war on poverty, and you'd be pleased for him to get those to Shriver. He's a man you're relying on that you know he's got some problems, and you know he has to do what...
Well, doesn't he know to do that? Does he call everybody all over the United States on all his plans? He's the governor of a big state. He knows a man can't be called. Why in hell don't he send the... Why can't you tell him to get his ideas on poverty if he wants to?
Well, that's the other item. I think it's got to the point now where he's not sure who really represents your interest. And while we were working along fine, I think it's got to a point where he needs to know who can he talk to.
Well, he can talk to Shriver. He can get him. He's traveling all the time, too. But I didn't know a governor looks like some bitch be busy. Why hasn't he got something to do besides trying to tell people what to do?
Well, I must confess that I think what he's trying to get is some indication from you, and I didn't know that it had been given before, that his forming the delegation is what you want him to do.
I don't want him to do anything. I don't care what he does. I haven't thought of it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what ramifications it has. I don't know what it means. All I know is I'm not going to get in any delegations. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to get in any contests. I'm not going to have any primaries. I'm going to try to run this job best I can. I'm just having hell doing it.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. President, for taking this much of your time.
Well, I want you to take all the time you want to.
Well, I'm just a crazy man, but it meets in this difference. That if he selects the people on this delegation with the idea in mind he's doing what he ought to be doing to please you, then I think he'll be very careful. He'll put our people on, the people I suggest to him. But if he feels like he's got to protect his base and make it such a broad-based delegation so that he eliminate every possibility of another delegation filing against him, which has happened to him, then when we need to go to this delegation at the National Convention on the Vice Presidency, we're not going to get the unanimity that I think we otherwise would get.
I don't believe you could get any out of any delegation he'd name any unanimity.
Yeah?
I didn't see it last time,
no,
did you?
No, because he did just exactly what I'm afraid he might do this time, but I think he learned something. I hope he did. I know he's unpredictable, Mr. President. I hate to be in a position of not defending him, but trying to get him to select this delegation with a good frame of mind and feeling that he's really doing a job for you. And I must confess that whatever's said to him would have to be in such a way that no harm would come if he leaked it out, because I couldn't guarantee he wouldn't do it. That's what makes
Oh, he does everything you talk to him. That's why I wouldn't talk to him at all. And I think the best thing to do so is just to hope that California will want me. And if they don't want me, why?
Oh, there's no question about that. There's no question about that. It's just that
Well, you don't know what'll happen in August.
That's right. That's right. I've talked with them. They've already started getting names, and I'm trying to get names of all those who were Johnson people before 1960, before the election. And I just think he bows his neck and feels like it. You don't want to talk with him. And I know he doesn't have any justification for that feeling, but. Yeah, it made it easier.
Well, tell him that the vice president said that he had seen him three long sessions since he was here, since he'd been here. He'd been here 60 days, and he's seen him every 20 days.
Yeah.
And he's going to see him again next week. I'm coming all the way to California to see him.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Now, what else can I do?
No, I think that's your judgment. That's it. I've said what I call to say. He's going to, well, that's it. By the time that you are here on the 21st, the affidavits from the delegates will have to have been filed. So whatever good could have come from a call, as opposed to the meeting on the 21st, would have passed the opportunity.
Well, I'll call Cliff and ask Cliff if he won't call him and suck up to him for an hour. Because I'm not going to start it. I'm not going to do it.
No, if that's your judgment, that's fine. All I want to know is your wishes. I don't think it would do to have Cliff call, Mr. President.
Well, I thought he said he wanted to know who was handling.
Well, that's right. But I think he wanted, if he couldn't, now that he knows that you don't want him to come back, which was obvious by the nature of Kenny O'Donnell's message sent to him, when he said he had tried to work him in, and then if he doesn't get a call from you before the time to form the delegation, from you yourself. You see, he tested me one night. I didn't realize at the time. He had talked with Kenny, and Kenny said that I'm the man to see if on a political problem in California. The next night, he asked me, who is the man to see at the White House? And I said, Cliff Carter. And so then he doesn't know. Then when request, and Cliff has said that out here, the person that you have confidence in and you hope that others will is me. And I think now his confidence has perhaps diminished some in me, and I can understand it to that extent. But I think maybe under these circumstances, the best thing to do is just to pass it. I won't call his people back. And just let it go on the way it is. But I must confess that I could give no guarantee that that he wouldn't, number one, mention the fact he called, and number two, I can't guarantee that every delegate selected is going to do just what we want. They have agreed to put him under the unit rule this time, which they didn't do last time. I think that's some help, and then if we could just get 51% of them to be our people, anything you wanted, we'd get this delegation to go along with, and it's an important one. That's it. I'm awfully sorry about Mr. McKellen, Mr. President.
Well,
I'm sorry to take this much of your time.
Well, how's Ann?
She's fine, sir. Sends her love. Children all well.
Well, I think we just have to depend on who he names. I don't think a call would do a damn bit of good one way or the other, because I wouldn't know who to tell him to pick if he asked me.
No, but if you just said, I don't want you to ask him to do anything, because I think that'd be a mistake. But if he gets... He is such an insecure man, and yet such an egotist, that just the fact that you...